Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Temperatures tonight are cool across Israel. Clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is sweeping through, perfect for a quiet evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Justin Walla reports the U.S. has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah, clarifying its alignment with Iran's Revolutionary Guards. Also, earlier this hour, Maariv revealed the FBI thwarted an ISIS-style attack at the New York Capitol, arresting a suspect from Albany. Also this hour, Israel Hayom notes that following the strike at Ben-Gurion Airport, Netanyahu has instructed the removal of the airport's authority chairman from Likud. Separately, Ynet reports Egypt has told the U.S. that Hamas disarmament will only be possible under Israel's next government. And finally, I-24 News highlights that Israel's new ambassador has received a warm welcome as he begins his work in Colombia. Reaction has been swift on social media. Balaz News posted just minutes ago that Prime Minister Netanyahu has ordered the expulsion of Pinchas Aydan from Likud after the strike at Ben-Gurion Airport. Al Arabiya English shared earlier today that the U.S. has updated its designation of Hezbollah, emphasizing its ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, expressed frustration over a disrespectful incident involving a Jewish man, calling for an apology. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S. sanctions on Hezbollah, Walla reports that Washington has revised its designation of Hezbollah, underscoring its role as an Iranian proxy. This move further isolates Hezbollah, potentially impacting its operations in Lebanon and beyond. Experts suggest this could strain Iran's regional influence. Turning to the thwarted attack in New York, according to Maariv, the FBI arrested Jessica Boy, who planned an ISIS-inspired attack on the New York State Capitol. Authorities say she intended to kill senators. This arrest highlights ongoing domestic terror threats in the U.S., prompting increased security measures. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu's decision to expel Pinchas Aydan from Likud follows disruptions at Ben-Gurion Airport. As reported by Israel Hayom, the move aims to address internal party conflicts. The situation reflects growing political tensions within Israel's ruling party. On the diplomatic front, Ynet reveals that Egyptian officials have communicated to the U.S. that Hamas disarmament hinges on changes within Israel's government. This stance underscores regional complexities with potential implications for future peace negotiations. Finally, I-24 News reports that Israel's ambassador to Colombia has begun his duties. He received a warm reception but faces significant challenges ahead. Strengthening ties with Colombia could enhance Israel's diplomatic reach in Latin America. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech highlights that recent Israel-U.S. strikes on Iran have put Polymarket's military betting activities under scrutiny. Questions about insider information have arisen following successful bets on defense markets. Separately, Maariv Business reports disruptions at Ben-Gurion Airport may end, but experts warn of a looming manpower crisis and infrastructure limitations. These challenges could worsen during peak travel periods. And finally, Globes points out that Israel's rising average wage, up 7% over the past year, is misleading. Experts argue that lower workforce participation among young people skews the average, masking underlying economic issues. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.